Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's an orange level 5 warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours and damaging winds over the eKhanzeni district of Mpumalanga. Another yellow level 4 warning also for severe thunderstorms, heavy downpours and those strong winds over the extreme eastern high veld of Mpumalanga, as well as the Mopani district and the eastern parts of the Vembe district of Limpopo. Pretoria today up to 28, Joburg 27, Mbombela 32, eMalahleni 25, Polokwane 31, Polokwane 30, Rustenburg up to 31 degrees Celsius.
In Diepkloof, there's slow-moving traffic. It's on the N1 northbound through the Diepkloof interchange to the N12 eastbound.
The Groblers Bridge border between South Africa and Botswana, that is located on the Limpopo River in Limpopo, has been temporarily shut down due to flooding. The region has experienced heavy rains over the past few weeks, flooding bridges and homes in especially the Lephalale area. The Border Management Authority says travellers, truck operators and those transporting cargo are advised to use Skilpadsnek, Ramatlabama, Bait Bridge and Kopfontein as alternative ports of entry. And online retailer Amazon has purchased 202 electric Mercedes-Benz vehicles from Germany's Daimler Truck, the largest ever order for battery-powered lorries for both Amazon and Mercedes. The truck, which Amazon will use in Britain and Germany for deliveries, can travel about 500 kilometers on a single charge. With that, looking at our business news. South Africa's Central Energy Fund has applied to manage the Island View Fuel Storage Hub in Durban under Section 79 of the National Ports Act, citing national security. The hub supports the South African Petroleum Refineries refinery, which was acquired by the fund last year after its closure by Shell and BP. The Central Energy Fund plans to repair and expand the refinery, crucial for reducing fuel imports. According to MoneyWeb, Transnet currently oversees Island View, with strategic updates pending government approval. And Asian markets swung this morning as traders continue to assess the economic outlook, with Donald Trump back in the White House from Monday. Meanwhile, key US inflation data is expected later today. A dollar now trading at 18 Rand 94, a euro 19 Rand 51, a pound 23 Rand 11 cents, gold at $2,675.80 per fine ounce, oil at $79.80 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza, back with more news at 7.
Well, two results from the Betway SA20 yesterday. The Capitals recording their first victory of the tournament, handing the Sunrisers Eastern Cape a third straight defeat this year. The reigning champs never got going, batting first to a miserly 133 all out at Supersport Park. In reply, the Capitals reached 115 for four to seal a 6-wicket victory. Pretoria skipper Riley Rousseau wants to make Supersport Park a fortress.
Thanks for this win that we got over today with a bonus point. Hopefully the boys and the girls come in and support us even more than what they did today, and it's just fantastic to see people in the stands again.
In Durban, the Joburg Super Kings went on to a surprise 28-run win against Durban Super Giants. Four-time Grand Slam winner Carlos Alcaraz dropped just 5 games of the Australian Open earlier to sprint into the third round. He brushed aside Japan's Yoshihito Nishioka 6-love 6-1 6-4. Last year's beaten finalist Zhang Xinwen was knocked out by Germany's Laura Sigmund in the biggest shock of the tournament so far, Sabalenka making light work of Jessica Buzaz-Manero. Liverpool's charge towards the league title was halted by Nottingham Forest in a 1-1 draw last night. Man City held to a 2-2 draw at Brentford. Chelsea's miserable run extended to 5 league games. They did, though, salvage a 2-2 draw at home to Bournemouth. And West Ham beat Fulham 3-2 at the London Stadium. And in probably the worst-kept secret in a couple of weeks, Gobas Reinach has signed for the Stormers for next season. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more. Baby, you're a